Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Archangels, and from South Africa we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapatawan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Be an Angel.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. The word of the Lord. Today we have this very fascinating reading, which sounds like something that will only appear in a science fiction movie. Fascinating, just like angels are fascinating creatures. The church in our liturgy venerates angels, and that is why we're here today, to celebrate the feast of holy archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Angels of high rank, and this is because of the importance and the nobility of their mission. So allow me to start with a question. When you hear the word angel, what comes to your mind? What mental picture do you paint in your head to represent these beings? I suppose if you are like most people, and most people, which includes me, you'll be tempted to view or to paint a mental picture of angels as young white men with white wings, with an innocent face, blue eyes, and blonde hair. This is because artists have presented this picture to us. The tradition of the church has many experiences of angels as well. For example, for us as Dominicans, there's a legend of the brethren, the early brethren, being provided for by angels. Now, I've given so much information, and just information about angels, without really looking at the message of the gospel or the message of scripture, which is meant for transformation and conversion. So now, how does this information of angels foster our relationship with God and with our neighbor? How can this message or this information transform us? In the writings of St. Augustine, he says, Angel is the name of their office, not their nature. If you seek the name of their nature, it is spirit. If you seek the name of their office, it is angel. from what they are, spirit, from what they do, angel. The church, in placing this feast in the liturgical calendar, wants us to be aware of the angelic dimension of our nature. We are all called to be angels, not to be Michael, Gabriel, or Raphael, but we are simply called to be messengers of God's good news. We can be an answer to our brothers' and our sisters' prayers. We can be a shoulder to those who are lonely. We can be a source of comfort to the afflicted. We can be angels to one another. And in the formal meaning of the word in English, angel, which means being kind, gentle, and nice, we can choose to do things about this because we are called to be nice, gentle, and kind. The same Saint Augustine goes on to say, with their whole being, the angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. They are the mighty ones who do his work, hearkening to the voice of his word. This is contemplation in action. This is what we are called to do as Christians. In our different missions and our different lives, we are called to be angels. And today's reading, or today's feast rather, reminds us that we have this mission towards God, towards our brothers and our sisters. Amen.